Good evening, this is your captain speaking. We are ready for takeoff. Please fasten your seatbelts and enjoy the ride. The myth of the Bermuda Triangle began on December 5th, 1945, when a group of five aircraft pilots mysteriously vanished. Flight 19 was a routine training mission with five torpedo bombers, carrying 14 men. They were to fly to Hen and Chicken Shoals in Bahamas to practice dropping their torpedoes and return to Fort Lauderdale Naval Air Station. It was their last practice before graduating, and they had done this before. Flight 19 completed their assignment exercise on their way back about 90 minutes after takeoff. Flight 19 exercise was led by Lieutenant Charles C. Taylor, a veteran of the Pacific Theater World War II, who had flown far more harrowing missions than practice flights over the Bahamas. The three-seater Avenger was the U.S. Navy's top ship and submarine killer. It could carry up to 2,000 pounds and had a range of 1,000 miles. Over the next 3 hours, Lieutenant Taylor mistakenly led Flight 19 out to sea, where the planes apparently ran out of fuel and crashed. That was on December 5, 1945, several months after the end of World War II. A massive search was launched for the five lost planes. With units of the Navy, Army, and Coast Guard to scour the sea for the lost NASFL aircraft, their disappearance launched one of the largest air and sea searches in history. It began the legend of the Bermuda Triangle. To this date, Flight 19 remains one of the greatest aviation mysteries. The name Bermuda Triangle was not actually coined until 1964, when Vincent Gaddis used it in a magazine called Argosy. When he penned the article about Flight 19's disappearance, the author laid out the mysterious area in which the planes had disappeared from his readers. Draw a line from Florida to Bermuda, he instructed, another from Bermuda to Puerto Rico, and a third line back to Florida through the Bahamas. Gaddis said that Taylor and his crew were far from the first people that have vanished in the triangle, claiming in just 20 years the Bermuda Triangle has claimed over 1,000 lives. Gaddis's article about Flight 19 propels the Bermuda Triangle's legacy to public attention. Hundreds of theories since then have been proposed to explain the strange disappearances, the most outlandish ranging from alien abductions to dangerous sea monsters. Of course, many more mundane theories have also been proposed. Over the past 60 years, this mystery has sustained the wildest theories. Legend has it that this triangle, the Bermuda Triangle, is a mythical section of the Atlantic Ocean, roughly bounded by Miami, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico, where dozens of ships and airplanes have disappeared. The area referred to as the Bermuda Triangle or Devil's Triangle covers about 500,000 square miles of the ocean of the southeastern tip of Florida. How many stories about disappearing airplanes and ships have you heard? Probably a lot. In this very wide region, huge amounts of planes and ships have disappeared here. Its second name is the Devil's Triangle. All those mythical vanishings happened under unknown and unexplained circumstances. Some of the planes and ships have never been found. There were many theories about why it all occurs in this area, starting from water sprouts to aliens, even sea monsters, but those were only theories. When Columbus first sailed into the area and saw strange lights in the sky, the list of unexplainable disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle has grown dramatically, with thousands of ships and aircrafts have simply vanished. No warning, no calls, no wreckage. The boatyard of Key West hum in stories about those who were lost in the Devil's Triangle, stories of giant sea monsters, of spinning compasses, holes in the ocean, paranormal activities. Rumors go around that there might be such things. However, some theorists said that the Bermuda Triangle isn't real. So let's rip the Band-Aid off right now. Every now and then something happens and the mystery of the region claimed to have been solved, but the twist of in the tale was that there was never any real mysteries to begin with. There has been a lot of air and sea traffic in the area since Columbus first sailed through it in 1742, which means there are far greater chances of accidents. One naval historian put it in this way, to say quite a few ships and airplanes have gone down there, like saying there are an awful lot of car accidents on the New Jersey Turnpike. Surprise, surprise. As for Flight 19, it has been speculated that the plane simply got lost and ran out of fuel. Although experienced Taylor had just transferred to Fort Lauderdale, was therefore unfamiliar with the geography. It's been theorized that he mistook the Bahamas for the Florida Keys. However, in this theory, as well as the idea that more traffic naturally results in more mishap, does not account for the bizarre elements shared between Flight 19 and the other disappearance that Gaddis noted in his article. Whether downed by collision or crash, planes will leave behind some debris, but no traces of any of the vanished flights was ever found. Some theories that I have read upon is paranormal activity. Triangle writers have used several supernatural concepts to explain the events. The Triangle House is the famous lost city of Atlantis. No evidence has been brought forth to prove this theory, but many claim to have seen or felt the powers of the lost city. Another theory is the Gulf Stream is a major surface current primarily driven by thermohaline circulation that originates in the Gulf of Mexico and then flows through the Straits of Florida into the North Atlantic. It's a river within the ocean, and like a river, it can and does carry floating objects. Most people say that bad weather is one of the main causes for the mysterious disappearance. Hurricanes are powerful storms that in tropical weathers and have historically cost thousands of lives and caused billions of dollars in damage. These storms have in the past caused several accidents related to the triangle. It is known that large amounts of methane gas are trapped thousands of feet below to the sea floor. If this gas gets released, water density in that area can reduce significantly, and the frosty water can no longer provide buoyancy, which requires to keep a ship afloat. The methane gas theory for disappearance of ships and planes in Bermuda Triangle was not much popular until 1998 when Dr. Ben Clennell of Leeds University, England, delivered a lecture to Wales. His main discussion was on methane gas becoming a big source of future energy. He mentioned that volumes of methane gas can get released as a result of landslides under the seafloor. He later went on to state that in such event, the water density in that area and right up to the surface can get so low it can make a ship drop like a rock. Since the gas is highly combustible, an eruption can also cause a flying airplane above to catch fire completely and completely get destroyed. Subsequently, through many research, it is understood that methane hydrates do exist under the surface, hundreds of meters below. The Bermuda Triangle, in a frozen state at sub-zero temperature, methane gas remain trapped in them. As hydrates decompose, they start releasing large amounts of methane gas, creating an avalanche-like effect, example, landslides. In the land layers below the sea surface, gas once released onto the ocean can significantly heat up the water, reducing its buoyancy and can sink ships that sailed over it. The air also gets so saturated with methane gas, it can create a very turbulent atmosphere, which can cause aircrafts to crash. This was accepted listed as a published theory. However, there was not much about it. There were so many different reasons why the Bermuda Triangle is named the Devil's Triangle. Like, for example, paranormal activity, the Gulf Stream, bad weather, methane gas. There are just so many different reasons why. So if you have any crazy stories that you have heard or you have seen, please let me know. Thanks for listening to my podcast.